Across the state, high schools offer career and technical education to give students a leg up in their field before graduating. These programs can include skilled trades like welding or shop classes, or meat processing. Corey Nolinger reports.
What you're hearing is an auction tucked away in a new Martinsville 4-H camp in a pretty standard-looking room. There's a small stage up front where two auctioneers stand, denim clad and wearing cowboy hats, securing bids on something a little unusual: ham, bacon, and eggs. That may seem a little strange, but this isn't your ordinary breakfast fare. The entire process for the meat and poultry is overseen by high school students in Wetzel County. Magnolia High School agriculture instructor Scott Ash explains.
We have about 20 kids involved in the program this year. They all take an animal and raise it from young to all the way through the process. They raise an animal to about 250 to 300 pounds. And then we send the animal to a USDA slaughterhouse. And here in the meat facility, we break down the carcass. We process the hams and the bacon.
This is part of Wetzel County's Career and Technical Education Program, which, like many CTE programs throughout the state, try to help give students a chance to learn hands-on career skills while still in high school. One of these students is Bailey Fayad, who loves the life lessons this program has taught her.
It's honestly a great thing to get into because it also shows you a lot of responsibility for outside of school and environment and stuff like that. It is definitely a great impact on kids that they need to do.
Along with students from Magnolia, 100, and Pine Grove High Schools, Fayad entered her ham and bacon to the Wetzel County 4-H and FFA Ham, Bacon, and Egg Sale. That's the auction you heard earlier. This event has become an institution in the county. It's in its 51st year and attracts some pretty prominent buyers, including law offices, banks, and other businesses from the community. The products can go for quite a bit of money, too, as you can hear in one of Ash's conversations with a student.
Libby, how much did you sell a ham for last year? How many dollars a pound? You don't remember? $25 a pound? That was pretty good. That's a pretty good price.
Why so much? Well, the money goes back to the students who invested a ton of time and their own money into the product. There's also each piece of meat's grade. Fayad explains the system.
Prime is kind of like a way to go, and choice is still pretty good.
Right.
But prime is just right before choice, and then there's your grand and your reserves. So grand champion is first place, and reserve champion is second place. And I actually received grand champion bacon, and I received prime on my ham this year.
As Fayad mentioned, she received the top prize for bacon in the county this year. This is her second time doing so, which earned her a new nickname.
Well, they are now calling me the Bacon Queen, actually, to be honest.
As the night went on, over 100 items were auctioned off. The ham and bacon were auctioned by pound, and the eggs were sold by the dozen. Once the highest bidder wins, they have the option to either keep their prize, donate it to the fire department's yearly dinner, or donate it to be sold again as a whole piece for future Farmers of America and 4-H scholarships. Earlier in the evening, the Bacon Queen wasn't sure what she was going to get from her bacon this year. Previously, when she had a grand champion, she got around $2,000. But let's listen in to hear the auction. Remember, these are prices per pound.
$425. You say $500? $500 and a quarter. $5 and a quarter. Somebody go back there and do CPR on him. $525. Sold to you, man. $500. Give her a hand.
$500 per pound for Fayette's bacon. Crazy, right? The bacon weighed 6.7 pounds as well, equaling out to around $3,400. This is a new record for the auction, which surprised Fayette for her last county auction.
No, I actually did not expect $500 a pound. That was incredible. I feel pretty awesome right now.
Now that the county auction is done, all that's left to do is prepare for the state auction this week in Charleston. Wetzel County students will join students from all other counties with similar meat processing and FFA programs. For the American Graduate Initiative and West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nolinger in New Martinsville.